Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you. Thank you so much for holding on. You talking about flying? We talking about during the break, talking about flying by the seat of your pants. Blood River, we're famous or notorious for that. We'll patch a show out. We'll change our plan halfway through the show sometimes. But we've had, you know, if you've been listening, we had the general, the one and only General Nick Glassvik. Of all the people in the whole world, there's only one person I respect about as much as the general. It's my uncle. I have an uncle in Kentucky who's bumping 100. And me and my dad together, we couldn't carry my Uncle McKinley's dirty underwear. And he was my dad's youngest brother. He's a man among men. He's one of about the only ones I know, living humans, that can be in there with the General Nick Glassvik. But anyway, that was a wonderful 2 hours we just got through got through with. Excuse me, I'm tongue-tied, getting kind of tired here. But we have Mike Weaver on, a great guy. He's very eloquent. I've only spoke with him. He was on the program once before, but he's much more eloquent than I am. He seems like more of an intellectual. He's very intelligent. If I remember right, he works with an attorney. Well, anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up and let Mike Weaver tell you what Mike Weaver does and why we're going to have him on the program. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. It's an honor and pleasure to be on your show once again.
It's an honor and pleasure to have you. And also, we have two other people here. Since I kind of hogged up the first 2 hours, we're going to, in fact, there's hardly anything I can mention to Big Sister Nancy Hitt. Doesn't know more about it than I do. We also have the one and only Monica Schaefer. Monica Schaefer, I nicknamed her Braveheart. She was in prison in Germany for, I guess you'd call it, Holocaust denial. Everybody listens to Blood River Radio. They know her story about how she was in prison in Germany. So I tell you what, Monica is very, very, she's famous. She's very well known as a patriot all over the world. So I'm going to turn this over to them, up to Sister Nancy. I guess since Monica has to go the second hour, the second half of this hour, Sister Braveheart, I'm gonna let you start off. Normally we go to the eldest first, but since you've got to go after a half hour, we'll let you, if you don't mind, interview Mike Weaver for us. Start the interview, Sister Braveheart.
Okay, thanks, Eddie. Well, Mike, why don't you just tell us what you're doing these days? I just, you know, Eddie told us a little bit, and we'd all be very interested in hearing about your work. So please do go ahead and give us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, my name is Michael Weaver. I've been a white rights advocate on behalf of white people for 29 years now. I generally educate the public by distributing flyers covering a variety of topics, mainly covering Jewish supremacy, immigration, and any other topic that is a threat to the white race. And I've been doing this for 29 years now, since the age of 14. I just turned 43 on April 20th. Yes, I share the same birthday with the famous Austrian painter.
Wow.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Who could that be?
Wonder who that would be.
So happy belated birthday. That's just gone by.
Thank you.
Right on. Well, you were doing things, you know, when I was still crawling around in the sandbox, and I just mean that proverbially speaking, because I'm quite a bit older than you are, but really I didn't know what was going on other than what, you know, the mainstream was teaching us, which is all, of course, inverted and backwards and upside down and false. But I didn't know what was going on until about 12 years ago or so, I started to wake up. So that's wonderful that you actually were starting as a teenager to distribute information and leaflets. And I think leafleting is probably one of the most effective ways of educating people. I had a friend in Calgary, Alberta. Her name was Faye Ash. And I think she was pretty much single-handedly behind the drive to get the fluoride out of Calgary water. And she always said, leaflet, do it. It's the most effective thing. So good on you for having been at it for so long. What, you must have come from parents who were wide awake. Is that, do you want to tell us about that? What got you started as a child?
No, actually, I am self-taught. Actually, I started my educational process from the National Alliance under the leadership of Dr. William Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Wow, terrific, yeah, terrific. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. You were obviously a precocious, you know, intelligent youngster who was thinking for himself rather than following the herd, you know, as in school, so many of the kids are... they just, you know, want to be like everybody else and are really vulnerable to all the indoctrination and programming that they are subjected to. Yeah,
you
so
know, I
lately...
I might ask a question.
Go
of,
ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead. No, I was going to ask a question of Mike. Mike, we may be distantly related to the early Germans of Virginia. Weaver certainly is one of those my name is Hitt. And the early German weavers and Hitts and Wilhoits came in early as indent servants in around Culpeper. I don't know if you know your ancestry or genealogy, possibly.
Unfortunately, I know very little. My father was born in Augsburg, Germany, so I'm half German. And when my grandfather adopted my dad, he came over here and became a naturalized citizen. So on my dad's side, he was born in Augsburg, Germany. I'm half German. And my mother's side, I believe she was Irish or Scottish-Irish. So I'm half Irish and half German. That's the ancestry that I have.
Yeah.
I would say the Germans and the Irish are probably the two most persecuted and in the crosshairs of the Jews. I mean, really, I think that it's not an exaggeration to say that. I mean, the Germans are very, very heavily targeted by the Jews, and you know, through all the false history of World War II and the Holocaust, that's all false history, and the Germans are really in the crosshairs. That, you know, the Jews have said in books and whatnot that they want to exterminate all the Jews, but the Irish have also been at the target, like they've been targeted. I mean, the so-called potato famine, we were taught a very false history about all that too. And I think it's because the Irish are particularly a free-spirited group of people, and, you know, highly creative and intelligent, just a very kind of people that the Jews hate and love to parasitize at the same time. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, yes, and let's not forget also, if you are a subscriber to the excellent magazine known as the Barnes Review magazine, that's a very historically correct magazine, they even had old ads in there that would have signs in various storefront windows, Irish need not apply. So the Irish people were discriminated against many times over, and they weren't even allowed to have certain jobs because people, you know, just discriminated against the Irish people. So, and that actually was covered in depth in the Barnes Review magazine a few years back.
Very, very interesting that, and nowadays people are probably just incredulous to hear that kind of history, but yes, very true. And because we are in this inverted world where good is bad and, you know, black is white and etc., then, well, you just ask yourself, why is it that the Irish were so persecuted and why is it that the Germans were so persecuted, you know? So yeah, that's really interesting. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've been up to in recent times? And yeah, that would be great if you could.
Yes, right here in Georgia, I've actually had a free speech battle. I have a great civil rights attorney named Justin Showalter out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I, about a year ago, I had an interaction with the Cartersville Police Department. I was putting out political flyers at the local courthouse here, Bartow County Courthouse. And I wasn't arrested, but I was cited for ordinance regarding placing flyers under windshield wipers. Well, my lawyer challenged it. It never went to court. It was eventually going to – it started out in municipal court. We had it moved out of municipal court and moved into superior court. And it's been over a year now, and it still hasn't went to court. And I've been educating people at our local courthouse in City Hall here regarding the Jewish power structure, the Jews who control the media, the Jews that are behind immigration. Also mentioned their religious practice where Jewish rabbis place their mouths on babies' genitals, which in my opinion is child molestation, but this is one of the religious practices. And I've been educating people here in this area for several years now regarding what they're up to. And actually, my lawyer and I filed a lawsuit against a woman here who was a business owner because she used her public business page to defame my character and to libel me by claiming falsely that I was threatening to kill people here. Now, there's no police report of me threatening anyone here in this area. And so we took her to court. But unfortunately,
Mike, hold
up
there. We're going to go to our first break. We have to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back. So hold that thought, Mike. Folks, be right back with Mike Weaver as soon as this break's over. Be right back.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you. This has been one hell of a show. I'm telling you, we have really flown by the seat of our pants. I tell you what, it's a good thing that we've got four or five different hard, thick leather pairs of underwear on because we have really been flying by the seat of our pants. Anyway, what's going on? We're coming back. We got Mike Weaver owned, and he's a great activist, has been for years and years since he said he's 14 or 16, something like that. But I was going to ask him, we were talking about, we had Mike on the radio before we got him on, and we were talking about DeSantis flying over, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, flying to Israel to sign, he's signing legislation that was passed by the Florida's legislature that makes it, I think, a third degree. It's a felony, third degree felony, sixth, it doesn't matter, it's a felony. In the state of Florida, to distribute certain literature that can be deemed as hate literature, anti-Semitic. They can't even sign lights on buildings projecting one of these, what do you call it, holograms. You can't even do that. And if you do, you know, your First Amendment be damned. And Mike said that, don't worry, we have the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. People go ahead and exercise your First Amendment. But my question is anybody in the state of Florida going to stand up and protect these people with in the worthless courts? The courts is worthless as tits on a boar hog, so to speak. But will the courts throw any? Are they going to throw this ruling out? This law, Mike? Will people go to jail for violating that law, even though we have a First Amendment in the Constitution of the United States? So, what do you think about that, Mike?
Well, several things. First, my friend Handsome Truth that lives down here in Florida with many great activists, they plan on challenging this law as being unconstitutional because it's clearly against the First Amendment. Now, I live in Georgia, so I encourage every white American to consider any law that is against the Constitution, that flies against the First Amendment, to disobey it, any law or ordinance that goes against our beloved right to free speech. I believe all white Americans should disobey that. If they ever pass such a law here in Georgia, I will encourage white people to disobey that as well, and I will lead by example.
That's a good answer. I'll just say, and don't get me wrong, I am a combative warrior. I would just like to say, we have people from January 16th, whatever it was, people from the protests in Washington, D.C. We have brothers. I'm the League of the South. I have brothers from the League, and they're in prison now for obeying the Constitution at the Battle of Charlottesville in August the 12th of 2017. So I'm just warning people, I would encourage you to do that too, because if we don't exercise our First Amendment, if we don't exercise our rights, we will lose them, but you need to be ready to face the consequences too. And you can face them in whatever way you deem as being practical. Go as far as you think you want to go. Anyway, I'm bounding back out again.
I'll just chime in. I agree 100% that we need to disobey these blots of toner on paper, because that's all they are. These, you know, so-called laws that they pass that are completely illegitimate, you know, passed by illegitimate bodies of people who are not representing the people at all. They're working for the devil, basically. And they think they can just rule our lives with blots of toner on paper. That's how my brother describes them. That's all they are. And it is, we do need to disobey them. And then on the note about, you know, people fighting for your constitutional, like I'm a Canadian, so we have a slightly different setup here, but you have the Constitution there. I mean, there's Jack and Margie Flynn have been at it for decades. Kathleen Dudley has been working very, very hard to uphold, you know, the constitutional rights and put the judges' feet to the fire when they are not upholding the Constitution, this kind of thing. So I know there's many, many people doing that, but the most, like what you say, Michael, about disobeying these laws if they are unconstitutional, that is extremely important. People, if they are afraid of what the consequences, well, they should be more concerned about the consequences of obeying orders or obeying blots of toner on paper that have nothing to do with either God's law or natural law or you know, constitutional rights of people and our own sovereign. You know, we are born sovereign, we are born free, we are not slaves, but they are making us into slaves by putting these blots of toner on paper and expecting us to obey them. And they do it through fear and false narratives and intimidation and all kinds of other means. So anyway, I just wanted to chime in with that, but back over to you.
I agree 100%. And let me give you this Parthian shot here. I also believe that any law that is signed in a foreign land be it Israel or anywhere else, I consider to be null and void because it wasn't signed here on American soil.
Bingo.
Yes, exactly. And it was only the second time in American history that a politician signed a law in a foreign land. And guess who was the first one? The same guy, Ron DeSantis, in 2019 with, I think it was 741. And it was also about anti-Semitism. I don't know exactly what they put in onto those blots of toner on paper, but why did he do that? Why did he go to Israel and have these guys with these little pancakes on their heads standing beside him and smirking while signing
the
bill there?
Why
go ahead.
He signed it, the reason why it was signed in Israel is for Ron DeSantis being a political prostitute of the Jews, was basically to show that he's paying all due obeisance and genuflecting before his Jewish masters. So basically letting everyone know that they control him. That's why it was signed in Israel. Jerusalem, to be exact.
It doesn't get any more obvious,
places.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, white Americans being around, I think, 56 to 57% of the population, we're under a Jewish occupied government. Until Americans, white Americans, fight back, it's going to get worse before things get better.
That's true. That's right. That's right. Sister Nancy, do you have any parting shots before Mike goes?
Well, I totally agree with what Mike is saying, and I do support what you're doing. I think it's very commendable. I try to make a policy to try to do one thing every day, whether it's call a representative, a senator, make my own signs, put out flyers, put out newspapers. Someone asked me, I think, how many people have I influenced? Well, they always say you need to educate people, and I say, no, I don't think that I can educate anyone. They must pick up the books and have the interest to learn, and this is missing in our people. I don't know if it can be brought out. Yes, I guess there's going to be a minority of a handful of people may have been influenced by things I wrote for the newspaper, maybe a flyer that I put out, maybe. I still say that all of this education is up to the individual. They have to have the curiosity. They have to have the drive for knowledge. And I think I come from a family that liked to study. They wanted to learn, and they want to improve themselves. I probably haven't done a very good job on my own, but I know my father did. And you know, I think it does take self, instead of just sitting at home after you've completed your day of work, it takes more than just sitting in front of the TV. It really does. The desire to get an answer. You have to have curiosity.
You have to have courage.
That's my two cents.
And it helps to have endurance. I tell you, it really wears you down sometimes. I've been doing this. I'm 76 years old. And I'm in really good shape for a 76-year-old guy. But I've been in this battle in the streets of South Memphis before, you know, just trying to survive, trying to keep from getting killed, going to and from school. And then I didn't get organized until much later in life, probably organized until I was in my early 50s. And as far as, you know, being in a structural institution, in structural things, got this radio program. But it's been a long, hard road. And I hear these people say, oh, are people waking up? People waking up. Well, so what? So they're waking up. Now, what are they? Once you get them awake, I used to tell Lee Cochran, yeah, they're awake. Once we get them awake, then what? Where everybody's awake? Oh, we're going into the gulag. Okay, well, at least we know we're going. Well, listen, Mike, thank you, brother, for coming on. I'll stay in touch with you. You stay in touch with me, and we're getting ready to bring this other fella, Handsome Truth, on in just a minute. Thank you, Blood River Radio family. We'll be right back after this break.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. It's a very busy day at towns along the southern border as they prepare for a surge of people looking to apply for asylum in the USA.
We've been prepared for the unknown, and we still don't know what the unknown is because we don't know what will be coming.
And El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says in the long run,
I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, and there is no end game.
He says that's because Congress has failed to act on immigration. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hopes to fix that today.
We will pass on the floor the strongest border security this country has ever seen.
The Democrats say that bill coming to a vote will do just the opposite. Illinois Congressman Jesus Garcia calls it cruel.
It seeks to continue the building of a border wall. It seeks to continue detention, potentially family separation, etc. This is not a solution.
The bill's likely to pass the House and unlikely to go anywhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Abortion rights groups say violence at abortion clinics is on the rise. It counts more incidents of arson, death threats, burglaries, and break-ins last year than in 2021. Home prices are stagnant, interest rates continue to rise, and that means sagging confidence in real estate. A Gallup poll finds 34% of those asked think that real estate is the best long-term investment. Last year, that number was 45%. The Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was more than 264,000. That was well above expectations, perhaps more evidence of a cooling economy. Adidas has figured out what to do with millions of pairs of sneakers named Yeezy for its former branding partner Kanye West. Adidas will sell the shoes, but donate the proceeds to charity. The NFL releases its fall schedule tonight. Among the changes, a first-ever game on Black Friday. The first game of the season is September 17th. The champion Kansas City Chiefs host the Detroit Lions. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Yes, indeed, you have to. Here, Blood River Radio audience. I'll tell you what, this has been one heck of a flight tonight on the old B-17. We're keeping Mike Weaver over for another... Just for a few seconds, he's going to give his website, and I've totally remiss. Thankfully, Miss Monica asked a pertinent question of how we can get to Michael's Gab site and his BitChute site. Go ahead, Michael. Tell us the truth. Tell us how we can get in touch with you, see your videos.
Basically, I'll just chime in here because I was just adding something to your compliments of Mike as being intellectual, but he's much more than that. He's been such an activist for more than half his life. And so then I wanted to know, you know, more about where we can maybe help or see what he's doing and get ideas for what we can do, because this is really about action and activism, and we're always talking about solutions. So that was just my leading into this. So please go ahead, Michael, and tell us where people can see your work and also how they might be able to assist or get ideas and that kind of thing.
Sure. I'll give them several ways to communicate with me. The first is my activism channel. It's on BitChute, and they can look me up. I have over 100 videos of legal activism that people can watch, and that channel is Michael the Truth Machine Weaver, no spaces in between. Michael, the Truth Machine Weaver. I am also on Gab, which is a free speech platform under the moniker The Stunning Sigma, S-I-G-M-A. And they can also contact me for First Amendment advice at my email, Muscle, that's M-U-S-C-L-E, M as in Michael, K as in Katie, 24@gmail.com. And I feel free to send me any questions in regarding your First Amendment rights. I'm very well read on the First Amendment and various case laws that I can send to other activists throughout America and how to exercise their rights and what to do if they are harassed by the police.
That's fantastic. That really is. I was very impressed with you the first time you came on our program. I'd also like to thank Miss Monica for, I know when Lizzie, the board operator, our engineers, asked the real name of the next guest, et cetera, et cetera. And she answered Lizzie for me. I thank you, Miss Monica.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'll hang up now so that I make space on the board here for your next guest. Okay, thank you very much. And thanks, Mike. It was great to meet you on the radio. And thanks for that information, how people can find out more about your work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. Well, I'll be staying in contact with you, Mike. And God bless you for coming on.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Now, as soon
Thanks,
as I can,
Mike,
I'll see if I can get Handsome Truth to call in now. Hey, Nancy, if you will, carry us, pick up the torch for just a couple of minutes. While I'm gonna mute myself, and then I'm gonna call Handsome Truth to tell him to call in. So, Nancy, take over the show for just a few minutes, if you don't mind, Big Sister.
Okay, I just want to bring up this outrageous attack upon this Marine vet of 24 years of age who's probably facing down the grand jury in New York for the accidental death of a so-called dancer. This dancer was just, he was actually a black man who was probably schizophrenic. He was a dangerous man. He had previously 42 arrests. This all happened on the New York subway. Currently, within the last few days, this happened about a week ago, in which this white Marine vet, took down this black male who was harassing the subway riders on the New York subway. I'm sure that it wasn't done on purpose, but the black did die from the chokehold, and other people came in to help to hold him because he was thrashing around. He had apparently threatened other riders on the subway. What concerns me is that automatically many whites and blacks have immediately became enraged over this, basically an accidental death, while blacks are killing blacks, killing whites in massive numbers every day across this country. In Louisville, we have a killing probably every night, certainly have a shooting every night. What concerns me is that this is another enforcement of putting the white male down. He's not supposed to defend anyone. He's certainly not supposed to defend white women. And if he does, he's going to get he's going to be shot down by other whites and blacks who are going to call for him to be hung. I'm concerned about this young man. I don't know if he's going to end up like the McMichaels, spending years behind bars for an accidental shooting. What I was telling Eddie earlier, what concerns me is if the subway riders who were intimidated or threatened by this black man, if they will have the guts to stand up and tell what really happened on the subway, or will they be cowardly and not stand up and defend this man?
Well, that's great. You know, Sister Nancy, I'm not just blowing hot air, but you are an absolute jewel. You're a pillar of this program. I'm telling you, God knows you're a class by yourself, dear sister. With that, we have Handsome Truth that's called in. Well, I don't think I can lay it on thick enough because you're one of a kind, and I love you to death. I really do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. You're very welcome. Well, we have old Handsome Truth in here since I hogged the first hour, the first 2 hours with the General Nick Glastovic. How you doing, Handsome Truth?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. We've been having we normally don't even broadcast on this day, but we've had some great guests. General Nick Glastovic calling in from Eastern Europe. We've had your buddy Mike Weaver on. It's just been flying all over the place. And so now, if you will, I'm going to turn you over to Sister Nancy because I've been on more than I want to. She is really an organ. She's just a great person, and she knows she's aware of what you're going on. You've been, I think, am I right or wrong? Now, are you affiliated with the Goyim Defense League, or is that another organization?
I'm the one who created that, yeah.
Oh, great, great. Okay, going to Defense League. I have some of your brochures, the greatest brochures I've ever seen. So with that, Sister Nancy, you know about the brochures we're talking about, that I'm talking about, don't you?
Somewhat, yeah. I'm not sure if maybe I saw it on the internet. All of these facts, these are fact sheets, really. Fact sheets that people don't like.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You can find them on, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say you can find these shocking facts at gtvflyers.com, and it has all of the, you know, Jewish supremacy listed on all avenues of how they're destroying America.
Uh-huh. Well, now, are you in the Florida area? I mean, that's where I understood that these were being distributed, with wrapped up in plastic and having weighted down with corn and different things. I don't know. Maybe you're operating in different states. I don't know.
We've covered 50 states, just about 50
really?
States across the United States. Yeah, and we have people that just go out there that aren't affiliated with our group but are just tired of Jewish supremacy, and they go to the website. They print out the flyers. We tell them how to do the flyers, what not to do with the flyers. That means, like, don't touch anyone's mailbox, you know, don't distribute it to any places of worship, and how to do it legally and lawfully. And, yeah, so, you know, the media has done a lot of hit pieces on the flyers and said it's hate, it's bigoted, it's anti-Semitic, but not one time have they discussed what's on the flyers. So,
right. Oh, of course.
It's a pretty powerful movement. I moved from California to Florida. We've been doing this campaign for over a year of flyer drops all over the country. And when I moved to Florida, we were doing activism every weekend, flyer drops, banner drops. Wow. And the police were stepping on our rights and stealing our flyers from us. You know, now we have a littering charge. They're trying to turn a littering charge into a misdemeanor. Is that music going?
Handsome Truth, we have to go to a break. After this commercial break, we'll be right back to you right after this quick commercial break. Be right back, folks, with Handsome Truth.
What is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. we propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
What we do have is a failure to communicate, and the reason we have a failure to communicate is because the Zio media, the Jews that confront this country, this, like I said on earlier on, the United States pretty much is just the... It's just a bitch of the Jews. It's kind of like, you know, in New Orleans whorehouse, these pimps, they have these whores, and he slaps them around, and his girlfriends, they don't, and it's here in Memphis, in the black neighborhoods, these black men, they don't, a lot, most of them don't refer to their girlfriend. They refer to them, they say, my bitch. I don't see my bitch. Well, that's what the United States is. The United States basically has just become the bitch of the bureaucracy. But anyway, we have a fellow on there right now. His name is Handsome Truth, and he started an organization called the Goyim Defense League. And before I forget and go back to Miss Nancy, how can people go to your website, your Gab site, anything you have? How can they get in touch with you and download some of these great flowers you have? And tell us anything you'd like to tell about how people get in touch with you, Handsome Truth.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
It's true.
So to get the flyers, it's GTVflyers.com, and that will take you to the flyer page. It will give you the do's and don'ts. It will also tell you what kind of printer to purchase to save the most on ink if you're invested in fighting for your country and exposing Jews.
Wow.
Now, I also have a platform called GoyimTV.com. So Goyim, yes. GoyimTV.com. And that is like a YouTube that exposes Jews. And I stream on there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And this flyer thing started taking off because the media, you know, they made such a big deal about it. And everyone was so excited when their flyers made the news. So people started sending in all their clips of them doing their flyer drops. We started editing them and putting them to cool music. And then I would show them on my show, you know, that I stream on GoyimTV.com. And then it just started taking off. So there's families that are doing this that have their children bagging up flyers. There's Michael Weaver types that just are, you know, in your face at the courthouse. There's teenagers on foot that can't even drive that are doing this, and it's something that's you know, they want to call it like a trend, but we're trying to make this a tradition.
Right, that's right. Amazing. Wonderful that's, idea.
That's great. I salute you. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. You know, I do something not exactly what you're doing, but I was writing for a newspaper for about 10 years. And I would put out 100 papers every month. He would send them to me, and I would put them out. And I found, and what happened was, here in many cities, you'll have these boxes. They'll be like for rent, find a place to rent, an apartment, a job, whatever. And I would put very limited. I would put like one in a box because I was afraid if they come through and didn't appeal to it, or didn't they were not they opposed to it, they would throw all the papers away. But oddly enough, now one of the places where I think is good to put them out is actually in libraries because those people apparently are trying to read and they are readers. But what I found out mm-hmm. in Louisville, these boxes all of a sudden disappeared. And I thought, now I'm not saying that I was the only, I guess I was the one who was doing most, a lot of it, but they've taken these boxes up that I was using, pretty much they're taken off the street. So that didn't go over too well. I mean, I did it for a while, a couple of years probably. But they're always working against you, as you well know, but I think your approach is good. I never believed just handing flyers out to people who were not interested. I think they're just going to pitch them away. I think if you leave them somewhere where they could pick up something is my opinion. That's my approach. That's my approach.
I have to admit to being guilty of I'll say this. I have to admit to being guilty of putting out flyers like for the League of the South and Blood River Radio in places I know they hate our guts. But but I love it just to stir them up. I'm hoping maybe I can give them an ulcer mm-hmm. or a stroke or something just to get in their damn face. But anyway, that's just right. The meanness in me. But go ahead back to Handsome Truth.
So we were doing this campaign. I moved out to Florida. We're doing activism like crazy. And you could see this HB 269 came up pretty much to silence us because, we do a lot of activism and we inspire a lot of activism. And that's what they're worried about. Has done emergency webinars, more than one. I'm talking multiple webinars on our activism, the three webinars, in the past, year and a half on trying to tell people what to do when they see this flyer. And they said, quote, they instruct them to throw it away or report it to the ADL and waste, tax dollars, report it to the police. And this is the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, that was founded on, defending a Jewish pedophile, Leo Frank, and that are now this Jewish interest group is trying to take away freedom of speech. But they were really upset because they didn't like the fact that we were able to motivate people to get off their couch, get off their computer, and get everyone on board. So this mm-hmm. is why this bill's mm-hmm. passing. And what's great about this? I mean, I always use the lemon theory with, God gives you lemon, turn it into lemonade.
Yes.
this tweet that Randy Fine, that Jewish pig, that helped get this bill passed with Ron DeSantis, his Twitter, he put on his Twitter that he took a secret trip to Jerusalem with DeSantis and what's the other guy's name? Caruso, the other guy who's behind the bill. Caruso's married to a Jew, by the way. That they took a secret trip to Israel to sign this HB 269 bill. So if you go to Randy Fine's Twitter, you look it up, you see a picture of him with Caruso, with DeSantis in Jerusalem signing a bill to silence free speech in Florida.
And probably House Speaker Kevin McCarthy
was there. That picture right there just says it all. So, a lot of people are discussing it. A lot of normies are going, well, that doesn't sound right. Why would he fly to a different country? To pass such a bill, that makes Jews a protected class, So I look at it as a somewhat of a win. We're going to figure out ways to do this. I'm currently going to the courthouse with one of my buddies, and we've got court cases now. So this is how they're trying to, hem us up, is get us in the court system, drain us financially, and try to use fear tactics on us, like warrants that are undeserved, like sealed warrants. They read my buddy two times in 1 week over a littering charge. They went to my other buddy's house and they came with 10 cars, 10 policemen, bulletproof vests, and arrested him at his house for a littering charge.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's all they had. They must not have been expecting much.
They want to pass this bill. Unfortunately, the way things operate, they're going to try to pass this bill on to other states. This is a beginning of the end for free speech, really.
Well, we're going to have to fight back, and we're not going to. I mean, it's a tyrannical government. You know, what do you expect? You know, and you know, our forefathers, you know, knew this day was going to come, but they just didn't include the Jewish part. You know. So if they would have said, you know, be to overthrow a Jewish tyrannical government, it would have been a lot easier. But most people don't see the Jews. They think they're white people. So we have a problem.
Right.
You know, had some truth. Kevin McCarthy, their Speaker of the House, was there in Israel, too. I believe at the time bill was signed. Yes, sir. Kevin, Speaker of the House, he was there, brother. So, I mean, that tells it all right there. You got the Speaker of the House of Representatives, United States Congress, and he's over there, one of them. I just thought I'd throw that in there. I'll tell you, you sure have my respect. Go ahead, Nancy. I hope I didn't butt in too much.
No, I think, you know, obviously I totally support what he's doing. I hope that there's a way to get around this ruling once all they're trying to do really is to put a couple people behind bars for 5 years, and it'll that will be the end of this distribution. This is what they're trying to do, of course, using fear tactics. And, of course, we've seen it in the January the 6th in Charlottesville, and, you know, various things have been going on for decades in this country. The criminals run the country, run the show.
Absolutely.
That is true, but we've got some fun ideas. Like we're going to put we might do the flyers this way by saying stop anti-Semitism by visiting gtvflyers.com, or you know so that way it looks like we're trying to support the Jews, and then we take people to our website and they get a little dose of, you know, the truth. So there's all kinds of ways to, you know, work our side of a story. And we're going to get creative. Yeah. So we're not going to back down. We're going to have to teach ourselves a little bit of law here and hit the books and learn how to, you know, sue, you know. And we're going to have to sue Ron DeSantis and try to get this thing overturned. But I don't think a lawyer is going to take it. I think we're going to have to learn to say.
You know, I'm curious. Will this apply to hate crimes against blacks? How about hate crimes against whites?
Well, couldn't you argue this, that if some paper boy was throwing a New York Times newspaper to your house for free, that could be, you know, anti-white propaganda?
Right. Right.
I mean, well, I'm
it
sure
is,
it's loaded
course,
with it. Yeah. But I don't know how this is going to go. The bill is extremely grim for a reason. They're saying you can't throw it on private property, but it goes down to easements and things like that. So if we distribute the flyers on this is like, you know, in theory, more than likely some stupid cop would charge me with a hate crime anyway attached with this. But in theory, you should be able to throw it, you know, from the street to, like, to the side, from the sidewalk, or from the street to the sidewalk, in front of their driveway, and it's not private property. That's still public property. So there, it's a bill that's used to be like a chilling effect.
Right.
Everyone for doing acting.
You know, they've been using that technique. I have a ballpoint pen right here for
y'all,
a company called Cash
completely out of
Express
time. We're totally out of time. I was going to ask the last question. Thank you so much, Handsome Truth, coming on. I was going to say, get you to give a prediction. Will people go to jail even though they should, this right, what you're doing, should be protected by the Constitution of the United States? But we've run completely out of time. If you will, we'll have to get you on again because we didn't have you on that long. But thank you so much, Handsome Truth, for coming on. I salute you for what you're doing. It's amazing. Thank you, Sister Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Miss Lizzie, for running this board, and the general. Thank him, too. And thank you, Blood River Radio family. Thank you so much for coming out and keeping us on the air with all your donations. With people, we'll see you same time, same place, though, the 20th, God willing. Good night, everybody. Good night, Lizzie.